We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
I'm Emily.
Hey, I'm Morgan.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nadia.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life.
Going to read a story about Simon the Sorcerer. What is a sorcerer?
Someone who does magic.
A wizard.
The dictionary definition of sorcery is use of supernatural power over others through the assistance of spirits.
Witchcraft.
Supernatural power and spirits. Are we talking about God's Holy Spirit there?
No.
And all through the Bible we can hear God's warning to stay away from this kind of spirit. The people who practice sorcery. Galatians 5:20 says the acts of sinful nature are obvious, and witchcraft is included in the long list of those sins. Knowing this, let's read about Simon in the book of Acts, chapter 8, to learn more about his magic and his heart.
Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria.
He boasted that he was someone great.
And all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed,
"This man is the divine power known as the Great Power."
They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his magic.
But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized.
Both men and women.
Simon himself believed and was baptized.
And he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw.
When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them.
When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them.
They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus.
Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money.
And said, "Give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit."
Peter answered, "May your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money.
You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God.
Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord.
Perhaps he will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart.
For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin."
Then Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you have said may happen to me."
When they had testified and proclaimed the word of the Lord, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages.
The people received the Holy Spirit, and we, as believers, have the same Spirit living in us.
this story to understand Simon.
His magical powers amazed the people.
Simon boasted that he was great.
They said he had divine power.
That means that the people thought that his power was from God.
That was not true.
Philip came with God's power.
And the people believed in Jesus and were baptized.
The scripture said Simon even believed.
Mm-hmm. And we can tell from this reading that even though he said he believed, his heart was not right with God, was it?
No. He believed for selfish reasons.
He wanted more power.
He wanted people to follow him and be amazed by his miracles.
He was not really interested in bringing glory to God.
And when he saw people receive the Holy Spirit, he wanted to be able to give the people the Holy Spirit by laying his hands on them. He probably wanted to add that to his list of tricks, do you think? Mm-hmm. Did he really understand what he was doing, what Peter was doing?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so. And, of course, Peter said to him that he couldn't buy the gift of God with money. But did Peter tell him to go away? I never want to see you again?
Nope. No.
Remember what Peter said to him?
He said, I hope that the Lord will forgive you.
That's right.
Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord.
He asked Peter to pray for him.
We can see how bad Simon was. His heart was not right with God.
But there was still hope because there's still hope for everyone that they can turn away from their sin.
That's right.
Turn to God and ask for forgiveness.
We, as believers, need to pray for the people who don't understand God's truth.
Pray that they could turn away from their sin.
Galatians 6 says, Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
When we are tempted, we can pray to God.
He will give us strength.
With God, anything is possible.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the foam seas abroad, filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines for at his command, and
I sing the goodness of your
God's mighty power is available to all who believe. He has promised that and so much more. Let's turn to Him now in prayer.
Dear Father, You are the source of power, mighty power. Everything that we see was made by Your hands. You are in control of everything. And through Your Son, You even have power over death. Jesus lives. For all who believe, He gave them a gift of life forevermore. He lives in our hearts, too. Thank You, Father, for everything. We are truly blessed to be called Your children. In the name of Jesus, we give You thanks and praise. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We are growing.
And we thank all of our listeners for your help.
Our music and God's message is now heard on over 200 radio stations all around the country.
And all around the world. Please pray that our listeners would truly know the love of God through His Son, Jesus.
And that God our Father would be glorified in all our efforts.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com. Or you can write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
We would love to hear from you.
And remember,
thank God for giving us His true power. We can't buy it.
It is given to us when we believe in Jesus.
God gives us the Holy Spirit. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.